Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the theme, How to Interpret Scripture. Lesson 3, Jesus and the Apostles' View of the Bible. Wednesday, Jesus and the Origin and History of the Bible. From time to time, Jesus was asked questions. And normally, the answer of Jesus was a question again. And one of the typical questions of him, of Jesus, was, "Haven't you read this and that?" Because if you had read in the Bible, in the scriptures, then you had no reason for asking me. You would already know if you had read it. So therefore he asks, haven't you read? Either they say, yeah, it's written there. So what's the problem? Then you know the answer. But if you haven't read yet, then I will tell you what's written there. So Jesus is not the one saying, well, now I am here, now I am going to tell you. But haven't you read in the scriptures? Haven't you already read what is written there? Once he was confronted with the question, if a person is allowed to, a man is allowed to divorce his wife. And Jesus said, what did Moses command you? So he goes back to scripture. They ask him, what do you say? And Jesus answers, what did Moses command you? Jesus is the one who gave Moses the instruction. And they said, Moses suffered to write a bill of divorcement and to put her away. And then Jesus says, yeah, do you know why? Because of the hardness of your hearts. It would be very, very painful for a wife if her husband wants to get rid of her and it's not possible because of the law. But he can be so painful in the soul to her that she will die because of pain in the soul. And therefore, because of the hardness of the heart, Jesus says it's better for her that she can leave if she is not loved anymore. And someone wants to get rid of her. But then he says in Mark 10, verse 6, but from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. This is an interesting text for all this gender discussion, isn't it? When you ask, are you a man? Or are you a woman? As if this was a possibility. As if this were a possibility to, to decide what to be. That's a rebellion. I do not want to be what God created in me. I want to have it differently. If my hair is black, I want to have it in another color. And if it is curled, I do not like it. And if it's not curled, I want to have it curled, and so on. It should be not in the way as God made it. Rebellion. But from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. And not a third sex. Two. And you see it in nature, it's the same. All the animals, male and female. You see them in nature, the plants. You need this kind and that. And then fruits will come out of it. these texts when Jesus goes back to the origin, to the history of the Bible, he confirms what is written there. And later on, we find him again and again relating to certain episodes which are related in the Bible. And he confirms these texts. This is Jesus valuing the Old Testament.